Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Greatest college basketball coach of all time? I mean, like, we're talking about, there are two names that
come
up. One
of the greatest coaches of all time.
John Wooden and Mike Krzyzewski. In the modern era, Mike Krzyzewski is, there's no parallel. And Coach K, they call him Coach K, Jay. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Coach K.
Thank you for putting me on that.
Five-time national basketball champion coach and Hall of Famer, of course. Coach LeBron on Team USA is with us now. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning. Good to see all you guys, but especially Jay.
Good to see you too,
Coach. You know, before we even get into LeBron, Keyshawn has said on this show he's given Jay his props. He said, Jay is definitely a top 50 Duke player of all time, and I'm just wondering where you weigh in on that.
No, he's definitely in that.
Yeah.
You know, he just made it by a hair, Keyshawn.
Oh, yeah.
48. You could subtract 40, a high 40s from 50, and he'll be in that range.
Coach, I did want to ask, I mean, I've heard the stories over the years that you've been able to share about LeBron James. Obviously, last night, as he becomes the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, was there a moment in your time that you spent with him where you just knew that the presence of LeBron was different than a lot of other players that you've seen?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's one moment, but he and I have talked about his other talents. Everybody saw his physical talents. I got to coach him when he was 21, in his early 20s, and then upward a little bit. And he's so smart. He's got like a memory. Like he gets things right away, and then he's got a command voice, and he's got a strong face. He's a leader. And one other thing, he and Kobe are the two guys that I thought prepared harder than anybody. You know, I think a key thing about this record is the fact that he's played. He's taken care of himself, and not just taken care of himself, but, you know, he's in unbelievable shape at 38, and he's done that throughout his career. That commitment to preparation. A lot of people want to win. Not as many people want to prepare to win. He's prepared to win. So I think that's the key factor in him getting this record, and he's going to play for a while more.
Coach, what was your reaction, though? I mean, obviously we knew he was going to break it, but when he actually finally broke it, what was that reaction like?
Well, actually, I was with him about a week and a half ago. We did a thing together for about an hour, and you know, we had reactions then because we already knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like it's not going to happen. But I'll tell you this, Keyshawn, when I saw him the first time, I hadn't seen him for a year or so. He's in unbelievable shape. He's like 17 pounds lighter than he was a year or two ago. And Kobe did the same thing. They lost weight in their 30s to take less, you know, make less stress on their joints and give them a greater chance to stay healthy and play, but not, they didn't give up strength. And he looks terrific. You know, he's supposed to be 38 years old. I mean, he's got 40 points and he looked unbelievably good. And I was just so happy for him. We shared some really good, a good time together that day.
Five-time national champion Coach K joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Coach, you've had a really great perspective and close to proximity on two players that we always end up debating about for barbershop talk-like purposes. Coaching USA basketball with Michael Jordan, Dream Team, and then also, you know, having a chance to coach LeBron James for USA basketball as well. What would you say, like, what are the similarities and what are the differences between Michael Jordan and LeBron James?
Yeah, just so you know, I don't go to this, you know, the barbershop and BS with everybody. So, which is great. I mean, I think it's great. Every once in a while, you guys should pull out barber chairs and just sit there on set. You know, Michael and Kobe, I thought, had the eyes of when they looked at you, you knew they were going to beat you. You know, they had just different, like, you know, I think Jordan was as good a, was the greatest competitor. And you know, who knows who's the greatest player. There are a few of them right in that talk. But, you know, Michael dominated the sport for that decade. You know, who else has done that? Who else has done that besides in the 60s, the Celtics in a different era? So you know, that competitiveness and making everybody around him come up to his level as close as possible, I think really is that's the talent. That's the talent where you can, your talents then are used at the highest level because you make the environment around you play at that level. And Michael really did that as well as anybody who's ever played.
Coach K, you've been around basketball your whole entire life, and you've seen and forgot more basketball than I would ever know. I want to ask you this question, though. With the guys that you've seen, five guys that you've seen, give me five of the top guys in scoring basketball that you've seen in your career in the NBA.
Well, you know, like scoring the ball, you obviously Michael. You know, Bird is right there. You know, as Larry is unbelievable. Jabbar, I mean, there's a case to say he's the greatest of all time because of what he accomplished. You know, Kobe is that natural scorer, and it's ironic to me that LeBron has broken this record when most of his career you never thought of him as a scorer. You thought of him as the facilitator. I've always thought of LeBron as the complete player. The complete player. He could play every position, and he could guard every position. But you know, Curry has got to be right there in this era. Like no, there hasn't been really anybody like him. And God bless. I've been so lucky. I've had a chance to work with those guys, you know, not Jabbar, but to be in their presence. And then, you know what, Kishan, you see how they prepare and train and how they are mentally and physically ready to be great.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically ready to be great. And that takes a lot of sacrifice. There's a lot of sacrifice to be great. And I'm so proud of LeBron, you know, but the other guys I mentioned, they did the same thing. And there aren't that many. You know, there are a lot of really good players who played pro basketball. But then there's this elite group. And if you look at all of them, preparation is a key aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I saw you at the Brooklyn Nets versus the Knicks game where you got a chance to see Kyrie and you're there with your grandsons, and it was an incredible thing. Matt, I missed that game. But now seeing Kyrie go to the Dallas Mavericks, playing with another legendary guard in this game in Luka Doncic, how do you see Jason Kidd trying to figure out what is the right style and approach for those two to play together?
Yeah, you know, Jay, I'm really – happy where Kyrie is at right now. I think he's in great shape. I think mentally he's really good. And, you know, it's unfortunate how this year has gone about, but it's kind of a fresh start. Jason and I are really close friends. He was the captain of our Redeem team 2008. And I think he's become one of the really outstanding coaches in the NBA. When he started, you know, he's a Hall of Fame player. And I think when he started coaching, he expected all of his guys to see the game the way he saw it, and that was impossible. And I think he now knows how to do that, and he's done a great job with the Mavericks. And he has two guys who kind of see the game as well, or maybe even better than he does right now, playing together. Doncic is, you know, the most unique player in the NBA. And his attitude is, you know, if he was a boxer, he'd win every, you know, Max should know this. I love the way Max does all the way he does everything, but the boxing, he gets a little bit more excited about. Doncic would win every fight with a knockout. And so for Kyrie and Doncic to use their talents together, that's going to be really interesting to see. And I know Jason will be able to do that.
Coach, is that before we let you go, talking to Coach K here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, who agrees with Key that Jay is a top 50 all-time Duke player. He says you can even take away high 40s from that list, and Jay is still on it. So Kyrie and Luka in that same backcourt, you know, there's only one ball, right? But we saw James Harden change his game when he played with Kyrie and become more of a facilitator, and they were winning when they were together. Who has to make the adjustment here, do you think, between these two guys for this to work?
You know, what I saw, Max, what I saw with the U.S. teams I had the honor to coach was that talent makes talent better. Real quick story, the first practice we had, Jason Kidd's leading the fast break drill, and Dwayne Wade and LeBron around the wings, and the ball's going everywhere. Just everywhere. I get them all together and they say, yo, you know, let's take care of the ball. And Jason says, Coach, I'll tone it down. And immediately Dwayne and LeBron say, no, we haven't played with a guard like you. Let us adjust to your talent. And I think, yeah, I'm excited to see how talent makes talent better. And I'd rather look at it as how good could they be instead of saying, yeah, hey, there is one ball. But, you know, you have two amazing guys who can pass that ball. Doncic is a great passer in addition to being a scorer. He's just had to play that way with the Mavericks. Like Kyrie can play off the ball, too. He's one of the best shooters in the NBA. It'll be really exciting basketball.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Mike Krzyzewski. In a one-and-done tournament, the hardest thing to win, right? Because the best team doesn't always win. But nah. Luck is the residue of design, as Branch Rickey said. And this man has designed 5 national basketball champions in a one-and-done tournament. It is unheard of. Thank you so much. Yes, Coach K.
I won one of them with a top 50 player.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Who credits you for a lot of his development? That's right.
I had to do a heck of a job there. A lot of times I had one or two or three. Yeah, that's with him, I got number 48.
Number 48. Oh, that's your nickname on this show, Jay. Number 48. Straight from Mike Krzyzewski himself. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right. All right, take care of you guys.
Uh-huh. Great coach, Mike Krzyzewski, to win.
Well, Jay, I mean, you made the top 50. He lost his mic again.
Max, you're sabotaging me.
I believe he is.
I'm glad that Coach K came on the show as a personal favor to me. It wasn't easy to land that interview, I'll tell you that much.
Because he certainly didn't really want to do it for a top 50 guy.
I had to pull a lot of strings to get that done. You know, I never missed a shot in my entire college career, Jay.
I can't respond.
It's a true story. I've never missed a shot in college.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Mike Krzyzewski. They call him Coach K, Jay. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Morning, Coach.
Good to see all you guys, but especially Jay.
Keyshawn has said on this show he's given Jay his props. He said, Jay is definitely a top 50 Duke player of all time, and I'm just wondering where you weigh in on that.
Yeah, he's definitely in that. He just made it by a hair, Keyshawn.
I mean, Keith, think of how many players have gone through Duke, and he's one of the 50 best.
Man, that's good, though. Jay
high
should
praise.
Be proud of that.
Jay, high praise. Jay had to go to the what
he
we
was,
call the
He
the
was Jay with
He
us?
Was so insulted that he left the show.
We have to get – the mics have been going crazy.
We're looking for
all day,
the
so Jay's
39th best player in Duke history, Jay
you
Williams.
You think 39 about?
Yeah, Coach K said top 50, so I'm going to give him 39.
At his position or just every player? Because that's really impressive.
Probably every player. Because I don't know that Coach K had 39 different starting point guards.
Right, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he may have, you know, do the counting, do the math. But here's what I would say why Jay is gone, though, Max.
Yeah.
I asked Coach K about the top scorers that he's seen in his professional eyes, USA basketball, five-time NCAA championship head coach in his eyes.
Yeah.
He never named Wilt Chamberlain. He only named Bird, Kobe, LeBron James, Steph Curry.
We could have asked him about Wilt. I considered it, but I didn't. I let it sit.
No, because I think
No, but I'm
I just
sure
was
he would
wondering,
have Wilt there.
I just was wondering why I didn't
Do you know
pop
who
up
he
in
spent most of the time
he,
talking
he,
about? Did
he,
you notice that?
Cap.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Did you guys notice who he spent most of his time talking about, who was clearly his number one? Michael Jordan. And then everyone else got a little bit.
Well, no, he talked about Kobe. He talked
he
about
did,
Kobe.
He did, and then Kobe. And then
Kobe and LeBron.
Yep. After,
and MJ.
After MJ.
But he mentioned Steph
MJ.
Curry. He mentioned Bird. He never mentioned Wilt Chamberlain.
He didn't. But he spent way more time on MJ than anybody
else. But we're not saying MJ isn't the guy.
Right.
We're talking about Wilt.
Am I in the
That's
conversation?
All.
No.
Yeah,
yes.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Welcome to the show,
hey,
Jay.
Hey, boys.
He says probably around 39, which, by the way, so many guys have played at Duke. That's, that's
oh,
an incredible
so many.
Honor to be at
39 is high.
Well, I thought you guys meant like top 50 greatest basketball players of all time.
Oh.
No. At Duke.
Oh, yeah.
For the Blue Devils.
Yeah. Sure.
You're one of the bluest devils.
One of the bluest devils of all time?
But I was
Coach
telling
K said take away high 40s and Jay is still there.
The fact that Coach K and Keyshawn actually teamed up together was very surprising. Not something that I would see happening.
Yeah.
Why?
Key set the pick.
Because Key, I'm surprised you didn't do the Coach K voice. What stopped
you?
No,
I'm not going to
do
that.
No, you didn't
want to
do that. Yeah.
No.
Why would you got soft. Say it with your chest, Key.
No,
say it with
your
chest.
No,
you know what jumps
no,
out about these clips about Jay?
That's disrespectful, Jay. I'd rather do it behind his back.
On ESPNU, we're watching clips about Jay, and what jumps right out of the screen, more than the athletic ability, the shooting, the passing, the any of that stuff, is the hairline. Boy, you had a nice hairline back then, Jay.
Yeah, man, back when the days were good, Max. You see me? I had brushes like he has
Looking
now.
Like a little
I was
pit
brushing
bull.
That thing
you
all
had
the time,
a crispy
man.
Lineup, boy. You
Looking like a little pit bull.
Did you, he did.
That's, yeah,
he did.
That's how
built
I played,
like,
Key.
Built like
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups.
No, because you about to say some guard and be disrespectful.
Yeah, Chauncey was a
no,
big guard.
No, Isaiah Thomas. Thomas was built like a pit bull. Little right. Isaiah, not Zeke.
How much do you think Chauncey weighed when he played at his prime?
195.
He's like 208, 210.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was 204.
In basketball shape, that's
but
not.
You was 204. Thin, you was thin. Chauncey had like a... He just had a
Chauncey
thicker
just,
look.
We just yeah.
He
Chauncey
just
moved
thicker.
Differently.
No. I wouldn't say he was thin. I would say short, but not thin, Key.
No, Max,
no,
you're
no,
short.
No, Jay had
Max,
a thinner
short,
look.
Max.
Chauncey had a
Let's
thicker
put this
look.
In yeah,
I guess we're about the
tough.
Same size. So if you are, I guess
I think
I am.
Jay,
that's a good point.
I think Jay body was just like you know, he probably had less body fat than Chauncey.
Look
Chauncey
at
just had
young
a little
Jay
body
Will.
Fat.
You guys are the worst.
Man, it was like 9 Jay Wills in the game last night for OKC.
What was your vert?
For OK, 40.
40. That's a big boy vert right there.
It was a lot. It was a lot of J's though. I was like,
Shea Gilgeous Alexander was the real one.
J Dub for three. It's like, hold on, man. Who's who?
Yeah, yeah. I hear
Look at Jay smiling.
Jay Will cutting down the
sitting
net.
Sitting there,
man.
Just saying, Key. You know, you want to bowl. I want a chip.
That's oh, ain't nothing wrong with it. I just see you just smile. Baby, I like seeing. Know. I love seeing stuff like that. I love it.
They didn't show me with the thin mustache, though. That was the look back in the early 2000s, baby.
You had a thin mustache?
Huh? Yeah, the thin mustache.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I know. But I know you had it,
like
too.
You look like a rich kid. That's what you look like. A rich kid going to Duke.
A two-parent home background.
You look like a rich kid going to Duke.
Uh-oh, don't
I didn't
be
say
John
anything
Morant.
About a
How
two-
dare you, Jay?
Hey, I didn't say anything about a two-household. No, I didn't say no.
Key, we're talking about the video that's out on John Morant right now.
Oh,
they got
him
with the M&M's, which I'm like, come on, man.
Man, you know how it go, man, dudes. When you out here doing something, you know they gonna get you in this day and age.
Still
you know,
a tough
I'm surprised
guy.
They didn't show the washing machine and dryers in his house.
You know, growing up, bring the quarters to the laundromat. No quarters.
Just saying, you know, Jay. Yeah, man.
Key, what's
you know
wrong
how
I
go.
You?
Man, you brought it up. Well, I didn't bring it up.
You don't have to. Go ahead, Max.
Because growing up as a kid, as Max know, and you know, Jay, sometimes you don't have to wash the machine and dry. You got to go down the street.
You got to go to the laundromat.
You go to the laundromat.
So get the quarters
that's
right.
That's part of the two-household family, man. It's just why people do that. And the internet is cold-blooded, man.
Undefeated, man.
Undefeated. The internet and father time. That's the matchup right there. That is the matchup.
So let me ask you this, though, Max, before we – okay, never mind. I'll ask you when we come back.
All right, coming up, Key has a question to ask. How confident are Eagles fans right now? That's my question. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
To be on the world stage, have two black quarterbacks start in the Super Bowl, I think it's special.
Yeah, I think it's history. I think it's something that's worthy of being noted, and it is history.
What those two guys did this whole season and how they played, I think it's unbelievable.
I'm just glad that we can kind of set the stage for kids that are coming up now.
The rise of the black quarterback, the prominence of black quarterbacks, is what will in part define this era of football that we're in right now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are joined now by DJ Jazzy Jeff, legendary DJ, of course, and Eagles fan. Jazzy Jeff, I go back all the way. People remember like parents of the world just don't understand. I remember Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble all the way back.
There you go.
Fresh Prince DJ Jazzy Jeff. Well, how you feeling about your Eagles right now?
I'm feeling so good. I'm just excited, man. You know, we started off this year very different than we normally do and started rolling. I kind of felt when Jalen got hurt and we kind of went down, I felt that happened at the right time. Him coming back, I think the momentum is on our side.
DJ, let me ask you this question, though, and be honest with me. When they got rid of Carson Wentz, or better yet, when they drafted Jalen Hurts and he became the guy, what was your confidence level like? Because I know how y'all get out in Philly. Y'all be all over y'all crazy. Y'all just all over the place and never satisfied. But what was your confidence level at with Jalen Hurts?
it wasn't any higher than it was for Carson Wentz. So it wasn't like it was a fall off. It was kind of like, all right, Carson, I don't know what happened to Carson Wentz, but Carson started to tail off. So it was almost a 50-50 thing when you got Jalen, and it, you know, Jalen turned into what we wished Carson would have been.
Josh, let me ask a question about music for 1 second, man. So the other week, I forget what source it was, popped up and said, DJ Jazzy Jeff is an actual DJ? Like, and it started, like, trending. I'm like, hold on, y'all didn't really – what was your reaction to hearing people actually be like, wait, he's a DJ? Like, what was your reaction to that?
I just laughed. I kind of felt it probably was some 22-year-old social media person who was trying to crack a bad joke and it didn't go over well.
that's usually what happens on social media. The Kansas City Chiefs, big Andy Reid's coming to town, and y'all got to go to Arizona to face him. Former coached four NFC championship games, led him to the Super Bowl, didn't win it. But now you get a chance to see your old coach. Who you rooting for? I mean, I know you want Philadelphia Eagles to win, but Andy's your coach. Who, like, how you gonna balance that?
Well, that's not hard. I mean, Andy was my coach. Nick Sirianni is my coach now.
Oh,
so okay. I gotta ride with the present. Listen, if the Eagles didn't make it to the Super Bowl, I would 100% root for Kansas City.
I got one more that I'm gonna lay out.
So It's, you know, I can't go against Nick Sirianni.
Yes.
Was you skeptical about
fairly straightforward there? DJ Jazzy Jeff made that fairly straightforward. One was his coach and one is his coach.
Yeah, but were you skeptical about Nick Sirianni when he first took the job? Because I know a lot of people didn't like his press conference and they were like, oh man, what we got?
Let me tell you something. We didn't hire that man to do press. We hired him to coach the team. Nice. I didn't care how bad his first press conference was. I wanted to see what he was going to do with the team. And once I saw the team that bought into what he was trying to put on and we started rolling, I was like, we're good.
Josh, we've been having conversations around who will be the face of the NFL moving forward. And we made names, obviously Patrick Mahomes leading that category, Josh Allen, you see doing a commercial, Joe Burrow, he out there doing his thing. Jalen Hurts, though, there's a different kind of swag. There's a different kind of feeling for him. But do you see him as the eventual face of the NFL one day?
I think if he wants to. I think Jalen kind of exudes this confidence that of somebody that has been in the league for 10 years. So I think if Jalen pulls the Super Bowl win off, you almost can't not look at Jalen. But I think it's kind of really up to what Jalen wants to do. We've been following his lead ever since he came in. Jalen doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's extremely even-keeled. I think one of the things that I loved the most was you didn't see Jalen celebrate after we won the NFC Championship. Jalen said, the job's not done. And that's the guy I want to lead the team. So that's the guy who should be the face of the NFL.
The legendary DJ Jazzy Jeff joins the show on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. DJ, so you swept the Giants, and now you're getting ready to possibly win the Super Bowl and celebrate. What you going to do to celebrate after the game?
Well, you know what? I had the advantage of being at the NFC Championship game, which was one of the greatest sports experiences of my life. I'm a massive sports fan. I almost didn't want to go to the Super Bowl if I couldn't celebrate it the same way that I did the NFC Championship. So I need to set my stuff up in my own house. I have a superstition that I put the game on like five different televisions, because if I'm in one room and we start losing, I'm throwing the energy off and I got to go to the other room. But I want to be able to scream, yell, and celebrate how a real true fan is. I'm not the celebrity fan. I'm the throw something at the TV, use a whole bunch of bad language. I'm that fan. And I don't think I could be that fan at the game. So I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at the TV and use a bunch of bad language if we win.
Jazzy Jeff, by the way, this is why sometimes certain games I don't go with a press pass, or maybe I'll use a press pass again, but I'll also buy a seat because you're not supposed to root in the press box. But damn it, sometimes you want to go as a fan, just as a fan, and
sit there
and have a fan experience. Hey, so
that's
so
all I'm saying.
We've been talking a lot of Eagles. You're from Philly, big Eagles fan. LeBron James broke Kareem's record last night. What are your thoughts on LeBron? You want to say something about that today?
Absolutely. Listen, so I'm one of those people. I grew up in the Jordan era. Like I said, I'm a massive sports fan. You know, I was a massive fan of Jay Williams in college. Listen, I don't like the debate of the errors. You can't debate the errors to me. I mean, it's great barbershop talk, but I don't think that you can debate Wilt's dominance with Shaq's dominance because the rules were different. The players were different. The training was different. That I think is great barbershop talk, but, you know, everybody's saying, is LeBron the GOAT? Is this the GOAT? Guess what? I like to put it like, I have a farm, and I have a bunch of goats on my farm. It doesn't have to be one goat. It doesn't have to be one goat. I think Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time. LeBron James is the greatest player of all time. I can have two greatest players of all time for two different reasons.
Depending on how you define it.
But
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Yeah. DJ Jazzy
Jeff,
the answer is Michael Jordan. I'm sorry, I can't accept that nonsense answer. You can have two greatest of all time.
God, I just came up here anyway.
Just came up here and preached the sermon. You're going to just shut him down. Get out of here, Max.
Yeah, Max is a Knick fan anyway.
I go all the way back to Girls of the World. They're nothing but trouble. See, everyone you meet says Parents of the World just don't understand, right? But that came later. It was like the same song, but it came later. Same idea. Same formula. All right.
That's right. Listen, you can have a farm.
Yes.
If you got a farm, you have more than one goat.
That's true. If you have a farm.
I don't know too many people who have a farm that has one goat.
Max got a farm. He got a lot of goats.
That's true. Yeah, farm. In the basketball universe, the goat is Michael Jordan. But on a farm, you got many goats. DJ Jazzy Jeff, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right, Jazz.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right. So you saw my
guys. You gotta stop cutting off the guests, man.
Wait, say that again.
You gotta stop.
I'm sorry, Jay. Listen, we have something to do.
Jay,
I couldn't hear the end of that. I cut you off.
Max got his Catholic school jacket on and his
wild card gym. Wild card. Freddie
bacon
Roach
T-shirt.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, my impeccable top five all-time scoring list. After Jay has this from Dollar Shave Club.
Jay doesn't have anything. Jay will have it coming back from the break.
When we get back from the break. Jay, wait, say that again, Jay? Yeah, no, he's not going to fall
start
for it twice.
Cutting people off.
The 39th greatest player in the history of Duke's not going to fall for the same thing twice. You think you get to be the 39th greatest player in the history of Duke by accident? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max,
alone,
ESPN
Max.
Radio.
The jeans alone.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Well, guys, it's been quite a show. Jay's not even in the same studio he started. Everyone's mics went out.
How does this happen? How does that happen? And why did Key keep calling Jazzy DJ?
Yeah, like it was his first name.
Hey, DJ. His name is Jazzy.
So DJ Jazzy Jeff, that makes it better?
DJ,
do you feel better?
It's like you think DJ is like a doctor. Hey, doctor, can I?
Well, I mean, I said it.
His name is Bob.
I said it. Bob. I said it a couple of times just because, you know, DJ. I don't know. I Yeah, DJ. But then internet, obviously, some foolish person on social media, Pat sent it to us. Why does he keep calling him DJ?
Because that's not his name.
He should be just called wide receiver. Yeah. Okay, all right, man, whatever.
That would be like, but wide receiver wasn't in your name, so it's a little different. But it would be like sort of if he was like, hey, wide receiver.
But it's like DJ Khaled. Like, you don't say, hey, DJ. You call him Khaled.
Yeah.
I probably would say DJ.
Oh, my goodness. See, now you're doubling. Now you're pulling the max.
It's that, no, it's don't that, no, it's that
no, I'm saying if I probably would just say DJ. I don't. I might say Khaled. I might say DJ, depending on what we're doing. You know? Yeah. Jay Will. Sometimes I say Jay.
No,
sometimes
you say
I say
Jay
Bob.
Jay
Top five DJs of all time.
Jay Bob. Sometimes I say 39th. You know, Kellerman.
Kashawn Kellerman.
Yeah, Coach K hit me with a Kashawn a couple of times. It was all good.
Would you call Dr. Dre Doctor?
Dre.
No. But you would call the DOC Doc, maybe?
Doc, no? Yeah. I'll probably call DOC Doc.
Doc, yeah. Yeah, you call everyone in football, he calls coach, right? Like, you know, it's a football thing.
Yeah. What's up, coach?
Hey, that's how I call everybody. What's it? Just random guy to guy saying, Jay, what up, coach?
Depending on, yeah, random, because if I don't know your name, I'm going to call you coach, too. Depending on, see, like, if I'm mad at Parcells or something, I might call him Bill, Tuna. I might just, you know, or say nothing at all.
There's never calling Coach K Mike. Never.
Yeah, when I'm mad, I might hit him with a mic. Yeah, Mike.
You got it.
But me and you, we, you know,
we different.
Same thing.
You want to take a call?
Sure.
Sure. Oh.
Lance in Pennsylvania. What?
Nothing. Never mind. Take the call.
Lance in Pennsylvania.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, just calling in. Jay Will, you the man. Top five Duke all time.
Oh, thank you.
If anybody ever watched you.
Thank you.
You was a killer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you really have
Max
to call in to say
top five?
Scores.
Coach K agrees with you, by the way, because Coach K said take high 40s away from the top
50.
Listen, I'm going to say a couple things about basketball real quick. Max, the jeans alone, I've seen you shoot a free throw. The internet has seen it, too. You have no right to say anything as it relates to basketball. Key, I've seen you in the warm-ups before our 2-on-2 game, and you were winded. You have no right to say anything about basketball. The only one that talks about basketball is Alan Gates on this show.
You are top five all-time player in college, okay? There you go. Now smile, Jay. All right? You are one of the greatest.
I'm saying Max keeps telling the world that he's taller than me, and that's a lie.
I didn't say I'm taller than you. You're a little bit taller than me. I admit it.
Why do you have to incorporate little
again? I'm pretty sure if we go back to back, you probably got me.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Jay earlier about Isaiah Thomas.
You guys are spin doctors.
No, I said Isaiah, you got a little, you know.
Well, Lance wants to say something about my list, apparently. Go ahead, Lance.
So I'm listening to your list, and what it reminds me of is the Jordan fanatics. And I'm not saying LeBron's a better scorer than Jordan, but it reminds me really what you're debating is the greatest player of all time. And anybody on social media never wants to give LeBron an inch. So you're not putting him in your top five. You don't
scorers
want to give him an inch because then it comes into the debate
right.
Who
no,
is the greatest.
If you
ball
said
ball
who's the greatest of all time,
no, no,
LeBron
Max, he's
too
exactly right, Max. This
no,
is
no,
this is what
you're not
Max,
slick,
hold
Max
on, Max. This is what a lot of people talked about. We talk about it all the time. We said now that LeBron has cemented himself as an all-time leading scorer in NBA history, a lot of Jordan fans will try to say, that's why it's not gaining so much momentum like we spoke about the other
honestly,
day. Because Jordan
how I feel
people
about
don't want to give him a knock on the greatest all time. They don't want to say, this is additive.
I believe that LeBron, outside of Jordan, is the greatest player ever. The reason I don't think he's the greatest player ever is because he's not. But if he was, I would tell you
is
he is.
He the
all-around
most complete player to ever play the game
but
of basketball?
Except that Jordan, if you look at
answer my question directly. Is he the all-around most complete player to ever play the game of basketball?
He's in that conversation. I mean, there are a lot of
who?
Yes.
Who?
Yes, like, he is,
like,
Jay.
In other words, skill for skill, Kobe is tough to beat. Kyrie is tough to beat skill for skill, but I would rather have LeBron than those guys.
The best all-around basketball player I've ever seen is LeBron James, ever. And
all
I watched
around
a lot of
player
basketball.
All around defense, offense, passing, IQ,
I would say Michael
rebounding,
Jordan is the greatest all-around player.
Michael Jordan was not as gifted
leadership
as a passer.
He was not
that
as good a passer, but he was a better scorer.
He was a better
defender.
Scorer, but the margin between Jordan scoring and LeBron scoring
is not the same as the margin between the passes.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, so the all-around most complete player and the best player is LeBron James, which makes him the best player.
Now what you're doing is looking at margins, so you want to add it all up. And when you add it all up, point average, championships, number of times leading the league in scoring, PER, real box
I'm
plus minus, win shares, like whatever you want to do.
I'm not saying whose team has had more success.
But if you're asking me all around best player, now you're talking about skill for skill. And
yes,
that
means who the best player to ever play the game is. All around skill for skill.
So you think Kyrie Irving's the best player who ever played the game?
Kyrie is nowhere defensively.
Well, that's
a gifted
true. Kobe? You want to say Kobe?
Kobe wasn't as gifted as a passer as
not
LeBron.
As gifted a passer,
the
but
margin,
again, a
the
better
margin is
scorer.
Still pretty massive between Kobe and LeBron passing.
But you're going from all around
yes.
to saying because he has
you
this
win
big
this
advantage
argument, Jay,
in
you
passing,
win.
I know,
somehow
Jay
now
wins.
It's not all around.
What do you mean
Jay
it's not
wins,
all around?
Max,
in other words,
Jay
I'm
wins.
Saying, but someone else is better at this than him and can check maybe more boxes. Like, for example, LeBron's not a good free throw shooter, right? If you're just talking about all – but I don't believe that means that he's not, other than Jordan, the greatest player ever. If there was no such thing as Michael Jordan, I would be sitting here saying – LeBron James, the greatest player who ever lived. There was such thing as a Michael Jordan.
You don't think
the second greatest player
ever
lived.
You don't think Kareem was the greatest player to ever live at once upon a time?
Yes, he was.
Wait, hold on. So, different eras, like Jazzy Jeff said. DJ Jazzy Jeff said.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, yes,
okay?
That's true.
Different eras. You cannot compare this and that. Different eras, man.
But that's what the exercise. You're asking
to
compare the two players.
No, you cannot do that. You can't do that.
So you want me to do it or not?
No, I don't want you to do it. But I want you to
never mind the list, apparently.
What I want you to do is go home, go to sleep, and come back here tomorrow and try it all over again. Because you lost.
It was a great show today. This just in.
You lost. And get a better T-shirt with a collar that's up here, please.
Well, that part is true. That part is true.
You look like you slept in his T-shirt.
It's
a bacon collar.
It is a bacon neck collar. And who invented that whole thing? Michael Jordan. Keyshawn J. Will & Max. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.